My guest at this time is Joanna Burgos of the National Republican Congressional Committee. That's the group tasked with recruiting and electing Republican candidates for the House of Representatives. But they're also making sure that the work of the current House Republicans is being known as much as possible. Right now, they are launching a new effort designed to bring attention to a major facet of the recent debt ceiling agreement that Republicans want to make sure actually becomes law, and that would be a balanced budget amendment to the U.S. Constitution. And Joanna, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Well, this was one of the things that we heard all throughout the summer from the House Republicans, cut, cap, and balance, and balance would be the balanced budget amendment. What is being done now as we focus a lot of our attention on this super committee and elsewhere on the budget front? What is being done on the balanced budget amendment front?
Well, next week, Republicans will introduce and all members will be able to vote on the amendment. So what we are preparing for this week is putting pressure on Democrats and seeing where it is that they stand on the balanced budget amendment. The way that we see it, every family has to sit down at their kitchen table and balance their checkbook. Every businessman and woman in the country has to balance their budget. So why can't Washington?
Has there been any determination made by Republican leadership as to which balanced budget amendment proposal will be on the table? We know that some simply say that the books have to be balanced, but some conservatives worry that that could mean that spending and taxes could go through the roof. Others say that spending would have to be capped at a certain percent of the economy. Is there any word on what we're going to be voting on here?
You know, those are details that are still being discussed and negotiating. I think what we're focusing on is just making sure that the American people can ask their representative to stand by a balanced budget amendment and to do it to stop the reckless spending that the Democrats advocated for such a long time. What we do know about what's going on is that Democrat leaders like Steny Hoyer have said that it's not the time to balance the budget. So we don't really understand why it's not the time and why there wouldn't be a better time now that our debt is just so incredibly large.
Where do you think you stand in getting the 290 votes you need in the House of Representatives? Obviously, you would get a little over 240 Republican members, which means you need almost 50 Democrats. How close do you think you are?
You know, I think there's a lot of work to do, and I think it's important for constituents to talk to their members, call their members, and ask them to support this. This isn't something, you know, that whips can do up here by themselves. It's something that, you know, we need constituents to encourage their Democrat members to vote the common sense way, to vote the way that is best for our country moving forward, and the only way to really get our economy back on track.
How well does this poll generally, the idea of a balanced budget amendment?
Pretty well. It's a basic idea. Like I said, you know, every family completely understands what it is to sit down and balance a budget. Every business person understands what it is to balance their budget. So to think that an organization such as the government does not have to balance their budget and instead could use our taxpayer money recklessly, I think is kind of an astonishing idea to many. Ideally, in the next 2 weeks, constituents across the country to call their congressmen and encourage them to vote for this. We've got a website where you can keep track of where your congressman is on this issue and information on how to contact them, and that is CodeRedInc.com.
CodeRedInc.com. One more question that I think some folks might have on this question, Joanna, and this might even come from a Republican perspective. We certainly saw it in the previous administration when deficits started to rise once the Homeland Security Department came online and the war in Iraq started. Basically, the idea of emergency funding, it could be related to disaster relief like Hurricane Katrina and so forth. Obviously, that kind of money is not budgeted in, but those things do happen from time to time. And so how much flexibility are Republicans willing to put into a balanced budget amendment for those sorts of eventualities?
I think that's something that is still being discussed amongst members. I think the priority here is just to be able to balance our budget, get our debt under control, and be able to create an environment for small businesses to be able to hire again.
Go ahead and give the website one more time, Joanna.
The website is CodeRedInc. That's Inc. I-N-K.
com. And Joanna, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me again, Greg.
Joanna Burgos of the National Republican Congressional Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.